I dictation for Kareem Farah Khan, K-A-R-E-E-M, F-A-R-A-K-H-A-N. Data service 217-2026. And the patient returns for a follow-up visit. The patient's date of birth is 5-21-1988, date of accident 5-14-2025. The patient has had involvement in an accident as a restaurant driver where he was T-bone on a passenger side. The impact caused him various symptoms, which started with the headaches, but the headaches have gone better now. And no TBI symptoms were reported except spots in the vision. However, pain affected his neck, mid-back, and lower back. Some shooting pain to the left arm and left hip. And so far, the patient has had 4 injections of epidural. That has brought him 30 to 40% improvement along with physical therapy that he's been doing. He was found to have multi-disc involvement as well as facet joint involvement. And trigger points have been done a couple times before. And he has a severe spasm on the left side of the upper trapezius and paravertebral regions with the trigger points at T3, T5, T7, and T9. On the right side, there is not so much pain. And in the lumbar region also, there is not so much pain in the muscle area, paravertebral muscles. There is a generalized spasm of the quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscle, especially more like on a left side than the other side. These pains are keeping him awake all night long. His pain is between 9 and 10. ADLs are affected 9. And the patient reports 30 to 40% improvement in the symptoms. Please review the records for ADL, for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, compliance plans. In physical examination, blood pressure is 153 over 118, pulse 62, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same as from the previous visit from February 3rd, 2026, dictation number 0213-006. The patient is requesting for an injection in the area of severe pain. He's pointing out, and they seem like a trigger point, which are reproducible pain upon pressure. And in general, there is a severe spasm of the trapezius and quadratus lumbar muscle. But in the paravertebral region, there is a severe spasm all the way from C5 to all the way to, especially in the area of L1 to L5, but also there is a spasm in the left side of from T1 to T9 is more severe, tender. The trigger points at T3, T5, T7, and T9 on the left side. Patient is asking for injections, which are being done according to protocol. The area was exposed. These are the notes for the procedure. Patient was taken. Area was exposed and cleaned with betadine and alcohol. Our area for the trigger points were identified, marked, and a 3 cc injection on a 3 cc syringe containing dexamethasone with mark and 0.5% was used to inject each of the trigger points. Total 4 injections were done. Entire needle was withdrawn. The needle used was 1 1/4 inch on a 25 gauge. There was no excessive bleeding. Band-aid was applied. Patient reported complete relief of pain and left. He was provided following medications. He already has the Percocet 7.5 milligram 1 pill a day for the next 30 days. And he's provided with Tylenol with codeine number 4 as well as Xanax. For additional help, he has got some sleepless night, panic, anxiety, as well as pain. He can substitute, he can take additional Tylenol codeine and in the morning he can take the Percocet. Other than that, an MRI of thoracic spine has been ordered. Since there is a pain in the thoracic region consistently since the beginning of the time, and the MRI was not done before, now it is being ordered. Once the MRI report comes in, we'll be able to fine-tune his care. Currently, the plan is to do further epidural injections to the lumbar, cervical, and facet joint, SI joints, as well as the the medial branch block.